Oh, people don't want to tell you that, you know. Transition is hard. You know when they be saying something real similar, like transition. Hey man, I hope you guys are doing good, man. I'm in a great space, so I just want to talk. Can we talk for a second? You know, gotta start singing. Hey, all right, let me stop. All right, look. First and foremost, in all actual honesty, I hope everybody's doing well out there, especially for my people back at home here in St. Louis. We just went through a very significant tragedy of a tornado, and prayers out to all the families and those who are affected. As always, being a community, being a resource, being the city that we are, it's a lot of great people doing a lot of great things to show love, to support. Again, a reminder how fast life can impact each and every one of us. And so if you're in a position to help somebody, please do. Don't lose sight of that, because that is important. I haven't done it from the heart in a minute. I've been super grateful to have all these interviews and things to talk about. You know, in my mind as of late, you know, what's really been important to me is, in actuality, if they have no respect for self, if they don't value themselves a certain way, how are they going to be able to value you, right? It's not about having the victim mentality of those things that are happening or to blame people or to point fingers at different situations, but it's a reminder to understand that just because something does not work out does not mean that person did not value you, does not mean that you should think that people should not be afraid to lose you, because in actuality, when people make choices for themselves, that is totally okay. When somebody decides to step away, they're taking a risk into understanding that they can do life without you, and that's okay. It's not about proving somebody wrong. I really wish we would get out the notion of feeling like that people should feel the pain that they may have given us. Unfortunate thing is, you cannot control the receipt of which somebody may receive their lesson or karma, because that's not the way you should live your life. You shouldn't focus on what somebody should do or receive something because of how they've wronged you or they've left you, because at the end of the day, we have probably done something to somebody else before. The cycle continues. What do you do in these situations? You sit around and you learn from and you go from there. I want us to get out of that thought process that somebody has fumbled us. Maybe may have not. Maybe they made a decision that was best for them at that point in time. And because of that, they have to live with the actions that come with that, the results. Again, the high level of self-importance to others may not matter as much to them, and that is okay. We should not have to convince other people to see the value that we bring into their lives. If they don't see it, they simply don't see it. And while as hurtful as that can be, it is also radically true that you can give somebody the entire world and they can still want to choose somebody else or to be alone or to do whatever. And guess what? At the core of it, it truly is okay. It sucks, but it is okay, because again, what can we control? Not much, especially when it comes to other people. As of late, I've been getting on social media, I've been seeing the platforms, I've been seeing the conversations, and all of it has really been centered around relationships, and I've tried oh so hard to steer away from this, but I feel myself inching in closer and closer, because I believe that these conversations should be talked more about. What is a healthy relationship? A healthy relationship is actually one of the most difficult things that many of us will ever experience. Why is that? Because usually it is a mirror of all of our insecurities and flaws in the eyes of somebody else that we see at a high level than maybe before. Healthy relationships also require a lot of intentionality that a lot of us may never experience. Healthy relationships also require a lot of healthy and direct communication that a lot of us may have never experienced. There's so much unlearning that has to happen within a healthy relationship that it takes time. It takes time, but it also takes diligence within working within ourselves. Something that we have to stop doing is to think that people have to accept us based off of who we are today. There's always more that we can learn within ourselves, and there's always more that we can have to grow to be a better person. The take it or leave it mentality is one of the most toxic mentalities ever. It is. It lacks the ability to be accountable. It lacks self-respect. It lacks understanding. And again, if you're going to be in a relationship, that means two people are coming together. That means ideals are coming together. Yes, there's still an individual sense, but still it requires a high level of accountability, understanding, communication, and respect. Why am I saying this? Because I have probably failed in one of those departments, if not all four at the same time, in previous relationships. And guess what? That is okay. Nobody has to come into a relationship perfect. Something that drives me absolutely insane. Now understand the logic and the thought process behind it, because it's okay. It makes total sense. Is that you would never find that person you're looking for when you're focusing on being that person and your whole state. So like what I mean by that is, like, you know, a lot of people are pushing away dating because they're afraid that they have to be at a certain state of mind in order to receive something. I'm of the belief that you actually don't have to. Again, it requires more intentionality. I'm also a firm believer that the more you separate yourself from ideas within relationships and compromise, the less likely you are to be accepting of somebody coming in right away. Because the more you work on yourself, the more you understand yourself, the less you're willing to accept from somebody else. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with values. There's nothing wrong with standards. It's just a reminder that when you date people, they're going to have something and you're still going to have something. I don't care. You've been in therapy for 3 years. You've worked through all your childhood traumas. Guess what? Somebody that can come along the way, especially in a healthy relationship, could bring all that back, which is why I always say, as a counselor in training, and as a therapist to be, when I talk to my clients, is that I'm not here to help you become healed, because I cannot heal you alone. Because you know why? You can patch up certain wounds. You can learn on the tools and resources of other wounds, but something else is going to happen to potentially create new wounds or reopen old wounds, because that is how life works. You will never find something based off of being completed. Should you take your time to find somebody? If you need that, absolutely. But focusing on getting to a level of completion, you'll be limiting yourself on the possibilities of great connections. Because what is all important in a relationship is one to two things: the ability to serve and understanding. If you have both of those things, you're already in the beginning of a good step of a great relationship. Lord. Y'all stress me out. But anyways, besides the point, man, I had to get that off. Sometimes you gotta do that. It's not about that. In other news. My book's almost done. See You Soon's almost done. Super excited for that to come out. Got a lot of crazy ideas. Been trying to document stuff, man. It's gonna be a great moment for everybody to see. I'm just excited to put this together. I put a lot of work into it. I put a lot of my blood, sweat, and tears, a lot of tears for sure. Bahamas Promises in the back somewhere. But you know, I just really want us to remember as we go into this next phase of 2025, because this first half is almost done, regardless what your goals are. You still have 6 more months to make that change, and your life can change within those next 6 months. So let's not focus on what we have not done. Let's focus on what we can do and what we will do. Because guess what? If you have life today, you can make that change. You can make that change right now. You can make those things that are important to you right now. You can still fix your relationship right now. You can still get a raise in your job right now. You can still build that business right now. Whatever it is, you can start doing it right now. It's accepting the fact that it may not be as radical of a change right away, but accepting and accepting that process will take you so much further. Anyways, appreciate you guys, man, so much. Had to get this off my chest, from the heart. I'll see you guys soon enough. All right, peace.